talk is a short overview on the subject of guidance, understanding, and real function. I use many times the term apprenticeship in mystic living to describe the path and interaction between one who's guided and one who's guiding or assisting in the process of realization. When I speak of realization, I am speaking of actually living and becoming something, as in a person realized their dream of becoming a doctor. This was realized not by simply having the intention to become a doctor, nor was it realized by reading about what doctors are like or associating oneself with many different kinds of doctors or hospitals or works, but rather by going through the process of schooling, education, graduation, and then actually working within the framework of the institution or institutions. In other words, taking an apprenticeship in physicianhood. And at the end of this apprenticeship, so to speak, which is called an internship and a residency, then the person actually realizes their dream of becoming a doctor, a full-fledged physician, and at that point they not only have their license but also have the papers and the commitment and the commission to act in the realm and in the position of being a doctor, of being a physician. And it's at this point that the real learning, the real understanding, grows more and more as they place themselves in service and giving and doing. In other words, they actually act and become a doctor. They realize the dream through doing. And this is where, if they go far enough, after all of this, they begin to really understand and see how much more there is to the process of doctorhood, how endless it is, how much they can grow in that. In other words, the realization of the dream and the going through the schooling and the apprenticeship leads to the point of an understanding that there's far more than what they've come up to, they've gone through already, but that's the beginning. So too, the understanding that grows through the spiritual realization of oneself, and the similarities of going through a schooling process are very strong, even more so that which is an internship or an apprenticeship in mystic living. This is more akin to the real path, and the understanding that develops is one of the heart and the soul exposed to the greater being and the greater reality of which one actually becomes. So when one seeks the spiritual path and that understanding of what is real and learning to act and function from that perspective and with the capacity of the real, that understanding of heart grows through doing, not just reading about something, not just hearing about something. If everyone who ever read anything or heard about things and they read these long books would be realized, simply by the action of reading or listening, then a good portion of the world would have a great deal of spiritual realization. But it isn't through the reading or hearing. It is through the learning by doing. And this is where the apprenticeship of living takes place, the apprenticeship in spiritual living, because it's a completely different perspective than one sees in daily life. Now, this is not to say that there aren't teachings which are written, because there are. There are many things, and they're used for purposes of gaining understanding, at least in the mental realm, and then with application more in terms of feeling, and that sense of heart, sense of knowing grows, and it unfolds step by step, stage by stage, or it can be a blinding light, or a moment, or a series of moments of unfolding, or a combination of all of these things. It's usually more like the combination. You're preparing the way. It can be akin to learning a sport, and in particular something that has a speed to it, for example, racing, road racing, or swimming, in which one practices, 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 and it seems as though one is not going far, and then they reach a plateau, and then after a period of time, everything sort of kicks in, developing all the muscles, tuning oneself to the finer ways of acting in terms of racing or swimming, and all the preparatory work, including reading and theory and the practice eventually, hastens the activity, and one becomes of this. And the spirit then grows very quickly, reaches another plateau. It's through the doing and the practice, the paying attention to someone who's been there before, or who knows the way, through their own experience, that can be of great assistance. And the one who's assisting, the job there is to provide what's needed for the next step. I use the term assistance because it's not teaching anything new. That exists already. The person knows in their heart what is real because it's part of them. It's only helping uncover that, helping the person find it again, pointing this person toward the real. Anayat Khan once said that the role of the teacher or guide or murshid was a term that he used, is much like the role of a cupid. He assists the student or the one being guided to fall in love with that real again. And this is one of the aspects of guidance and assistance. In terms of activity, the person assisting provides means, or can provide many, many different means, in which the assisted one, the one who is in the apprenticeship, can attune to and learn how to function, can actually gain other perspectives through the means of activity, through the means of attunement, of breath and heart, and other applications of practices that are appropriate at a given time. This is the work of the individual, not to overwhelm or not to provide more than what's needed, or just to do things indiscriminately, or not with that consciousness of what the real next step is, but rather simply to provide what's needed for the individual to make that next step. And the understanding that grows is not only intellectual, but of the real, this is the bubbling up in the understanding of the soul, of the heart of what is real. And those words can't, those understandings can't be expressed completely through words. And words are many times used through readings, through teachings, obviously discussion, conversation, in order to prod or provoke or convey some simpler level of understanding, that being the intellectual. And then the feeling can come along with that, and then that points toward the real living of it. And so we move toward real function, and real function is gained through the realization, first, of what one is, the understanding of the interrelationships between beings who are working together, the harmonies that exist, the intention and needs of the age, of the day, of the society, or the world, or whatever group one is associated with and one is called and guided to do and to act within. And this, again, is an outgrowth of actually doing and putting oneself toward that work through what is called service or giving. This is where the real starts to show itself and where one becomes of that real. And this, again, is something that one who is assisting and guiding helps point toward and opens the door for this, and also provides the means of the actual work and the effort by giving opportunities on many different levels for someone to not only attune to what they're doing and get a sense of what he or she is doing from the greater work, but also an opportunity for them to take part in that process. And in so doing, they truly learn, the understanding grows, and then the function grows. Eventually, as one goes on further and further, and the means of function is one from a inner unspoken position, from a perspective of attunement and association and unity, and actually a body that grows and a being that grows and a perspective that grows and a dropping away of a smaller identification, that is, the identity grows to that toward that one being, the face of which is the guiding spirit, the embodiment of the master, the spirit of guidance. This one being includes many other faces, of which one is a part, and of which they also are part of one. And so this function then is not dependent upon the external individual, the previous guide, but rather one has grown in terms of mystic living, and then the apprenticeship is on the next higher level, and then that unfolds. Because this does continue, and there are many guides and assisters throughout the hierarchy, throughout the unseen planes, including that voice that is spoken so quietly and so loudly, it only can be felt and seen and known through the unfolding of heart in the great silence. And through breath, heart, one becomes, one does, and one acts as a person within this world. This is a little overview, a little framework of the guiding process.